Anything else that's going on in follicular lymphoma that you want to comment on?
Well, you know, they are looking obviously at lenalidomide. We don't have a lot of data in follicular lymphomas. There are some responses. It certainly is also being looked at in the aggressive lymphomas and mantle cell. Bortezomib, and certainly bortezomib in combination with rituximab, has certainly some results in relapse refractory follicular lymphoma. And a study that's going to open is the combination of rituximab, bendamustine, and bortezomib. So I think that should be an interesting trial.
Can you talk a little bit more about what we know right now about bortezomib and follicular lymphoma?
The trial that looked at bortezomib plus rituximab looked at two different ways of giving bortezomib. One was a weekly dose of bortezomib. The other was the way that it's given in multiple myeloma, which is a day 1, 4, 8, and 11. And the two arms were compared, and both seemed to have a pretty good response. It seemed like the weekly infusion was a little bit less toxic, and I think we're waiting for long-term follow-up on that study. But you're getting, you know, 30, 40, 50% responses, about 30, 40% responses in patients who were relapsed and multiply relapsed in some cases, follicular lymphoma. So it has a role. There's no question. I think we don't quite know how to use it yet.